That was a weird noise.
Who did that?
To the rusty razor blade in my bathtub. I'd identify with the imagery if it weren't so trite. But your lore perplexes me and all feels just right. No need for a scene, no need for self-harm. Cause your company keeps reminding me that the exit sign is always on. And I don't know why I'm gonna be up all night. Gotta hate my mind. At least I could reflect on what I've left behind. I could search the ceiling for the answers I will never find. Tonight, I promise you, if you stay clean, I could follow you to the end. To the end, to the end. You think I'm gonna don't know who, and I'm getting pretty sick of missing you, my friend. My friend, my friend.
You better be afraid, because it's Heterophobia on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the face meltingest spot in Reno at this very moment. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. to my side, I have got the big man Chewbacca here in the studio. Cadillac Kim is here with us. Nick's back in Studio B because we don't have enough room for the awesomeness of Heterophobia.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hello. Fuck yeah.
Also,
hi, Chewie.
What's up?
Also in attendance, Mr. Felix Polanski here in the back.
Shush. No, he's not really here.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
He's part of an art project that has nothing to do with this show.
I already fucked everything up.
God
if he was
damn
here,
it.
If he was here, we'd love to see him.
God
but
damn
he's
it.
Not.
Yeah.
No, he's
that
certainly
is not him laughing in
the first sponsor of the show is certainly not here.
Not
oh, wait. Everybody, wait, wait. This awkward silence brought to you by Felix and Pinky Polanski. All
wherever right. he is.
Wherever
you
he
are
may
tonight.
Be.
Thanks a lot for
Mr.
all the
Danger.
Years of whatever you guys did for us.
And see, awkwardness.
I'm fucking up all over the place. Jesus.
Hey, there Nick Ramirez, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Hello.
Nick
yeah.
fucking up Ramirez. That's his
good thing they put
camp.
Me in the back this week. Let's get it back
Studio
here.
B.
Nick and Dick in the back.
Hi,
well, hey.
Hi,
it's,
Rory.
It's good to see
how
you guys.
You
hi,
it's been
Chewie.
A while. What's up?
I'm so glad you're here. We missed
me
you.
Me too. I miss you guys.
How are the, what, you're trapping furs in the mountains?
Yep.
Is that what's going on
yep.
lately? Yeah.
You're, big time.
You've just
he's
straight
trapping
up, like that beard that's down to your knees is really impressive.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So is all the trapping I've been doing. It's very impressive.
A lot of beaver?
No, mostly marmots and actually quite a few, what do you call them?
Hey, don't fuck with the
badgers.
Marmots.
Badgers.
There's like the, they're the state
badgers?
Like dick.
No, they're not.
Fucking badgers?
They're the state asshole marmots.
No.
No?
Anyway.
They're just fat fucking little rodents.
They are. They're wannabe
same.
I love
marmot anyway.
Evil. Fucking marmot haters.
Wannabe badgers.
They're enormous rodents that live in the desert.
Oh,
like
grass.
A badger, you don't want to get near a badger, but a
no,
marmot.
No, badger will fuck
you
up. You
can walk up and kick a badger right in the stomach, or a marmot right in the stomach.
Whoa. Whoa, man.
What the
oh,
fuck?
I went
right,
golfing.
If it's not the state animal, it's like the Reno City like chill animal.
That's
yeah.
your,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
that's
what did marmots
fun
do
animal
before,
fact of the day.
What did marmots do before there were golf courses?
I don't know. There's going to be, they're
building
only
that, on golf courses.
They're building that new
no,
high school.
No, they also live in office parks around the edge of town and underneath the parking lots.
And on the side.
I'm not
roads.
Even kidding you. They like where they have all those like places that have those like cool little rocks like that are just piled up kind of alongside and
marmot houses. Sweet.
Well, instead of having like grass between the street and the sidewalk,
yeah.
they'll have like big heavy rocks
yeah, yeah.
and then between that and the parking lot, those turn into marmot warrens and then they burrow tunnels underneath the parking lots.
Yeah. They will
you
be
know the technical term for their
marmot
house.
Warren?
Marmot
Warren?
Warrens? How do you Warren. Know this, right? I don't want to know, actually.
Yeah, that's what you call like a
because
I
lived burrow. In I lived in Reno office land for many
oh,
years.
Okay.
He minored in marmotology.
Apparently.
Marmotology, yes. I am a marmotologist.
When they build the new high school Wild Creek,
I just love Reno.
Displace many marmots.
We all love Reno. Speaking of Reno.
Some more than others.
One of my favorite Reno bands is here.
Who?
Heterophobia.
Who
Heterophobia.
That?
Oh, I don't know them.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh,
do we
want to
go around the
dream.
Room and introduce ourselves? Who do we have to my left here?
It's Brad again.
It's Brad again.
You would never think that somebody would be named Brad, but he is.
He is named Brad.
Because I'm a loaf.
It's his real name, too. Nobody
can we call you
Mr.
Loaf?
Please.
Brad, okay. Brad plays bass in this beautiful, amazing band.
And
then
that's
we
a
have,
really pretty bass.
It
you
is
have
a beautiful
today.
Bass,
that's new?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he a yeast bread or is he a quick bread?
Are
sourdough.
Not
sourdough.
Your bass. Who's that bass belong to?
Belongs to
Mama Jace.
Mama Jace.
Mama, how you doing? That's doing a pretty right. bass you got there.
Well, thank
mm.
you. Wait. We got the bass from your mom?
No. No, I am the mom.
Oh. Okay.
The band mom.
Bread got the bass from your mom.
Oh, I see.
From
oh.
his mom.
Damn.
Hi, Jace. Welcome back to the show.
Hi,
on lyrics and lead guitar here. Lead lyrics and lead guitar.
Yeah, what? Whatever.
Rhythm?
So,
I do stuff.
So
yeah.
Sometimes.
And then...
I'm Alex.
The one guy with the face.
Yeah.
Hi, Alex.
Second
bald
chair
ball
guitar.
Bald ball gazer.
The bald ball gazer.
If you know that
oh
story, you
God.
Know that story.
It's a story.
It's a good story.
I forgot that happened.
And downstairs in the drummer's dungeon...
The Warren.
Hello. The Warren. The marmot Warren.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Oh,
speaking of ball gazers.
B, aggressive. B E. Oh wait, that's a different album.
It's Marilyn
Manson.
Sorry.
Yeah, not on the not, no, on, not on the new album.
Introduce
Faith
yourself.
No
I am Cactus.
Hi, Cactus.
Hi, Cactus.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
This is your second time on the show.
It is.
You sound so far away.
Oh, sorry.
I know, yeah. Speaking to your microphone.
Well, you're a drummer. You really are. Because nobody cares about drummers.
Ouch.
I like him a little bit.
You like him, but you don't care about him. I mean, he's a drummer, yeah.
He's got good bone structure.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
It's weird having you back there.
Speaking of, yeah, it's weird not seeing you either.
Not caring about drummers. How you doing back there?
Oh. I love drummers. I love them all. In fact, this weekend I got to teach the children how to drum.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Pass the mic. That.
Dave Massoud, congratulations, dude. You great event. Great idea. Woo! They're going to be doing the guitar player sessions next. Pass the mic.
How did it go?
It was great, man. We had like, I don't know, a couple dozen kids there all day. Some went in and out, and some stayed the whole
fucking
thing.
I saw some videos.
Those
the
are the kids
who were there.
They're
going
to waste their
it.
Lives on music.
Yeah,
I'll drink to that.
I loved the video of Ryan from Dissidents and all the kids in like a circle around him, and he's just like wailing on a practice pad. I was like,
I saw that too.
I love him.
That
so
made
warmed
me so
my
happy.
Heart.
They still haven't responded to our love note, though.
Oh, no, I talked to them. I actually saw them at their show at Jubb's last week, and I told them that.
Did you ask them what the fuck?
Well, Austin actually wrote on a napkin a heart with my name in it.
What did your love note say?
It just, so their room is right next to ours out at MRC.
Uh-huh.
And one day me and Alex rolled up and they were practicing and we were waiting on Jason Cactus to get there. So I have this little black book in my that I always have with me. So I pulled a sheet out and I wrote, "We love dissidents, heart heterophobia." And I slid it under their door. And they said they posted it up on their little like bulletin board right by the door.
Yeah, there you go.
You should have been like, "Do you like us back? Yes or no?"
Hey,
like,
picture it didn't happen.
Yes, the no, maybe.
Oh, that's what I'm slide that under their door on Wednesday.
Do it. Oh, that's so cool. So who here is going to do the guitar?
I will.
Thing. What do they call it? Yeah.
I mean, I'm a horrible rhythm guitar player, but I'd be happy to show little kids how to be better than me.
I might.
Rory could be station one. Like,
right.
You absolutely know
nothing about
anything.
Guitar. Come see Rory.
Hang out
with Rory for
one.
A second.
Oh, I can't. No, I can't teach you notes. Just chords. Just chords. That's it.
I'll probably show up as a student.
As a student?
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, whatever, Alex. No.
Put your shoes on your knees, but you'll have to like walk around on your knees all day. Oh and you'll like Dorf.
That's rough.
Like guitar with Dorf kind of thing.
Yeah, Dorf on guitar.
Well, hopefully if anybody's listening out there and you play guitar, you hit up Dave Massoud and sign up for the guitar.
Sign up your kids, more importantly.
Yeah, sign up your kids.
There's no small amount of guitar players who would like nothing
That's
to do
true.
Better than hang out at Jub Jubs all day and teach kids to play guitar. Sign up your kids. That's what we really need to happen with programs like this is involvement, not just from the educators, but also the public.
And if you're a parent who plays too, you could probably get some pointers.
Do a little ball.
I was hanging out with a dad who he was learning how to do the drums too.
There
you go. He was just being quiet in the back with me, and I was like,
aww.
I know, right?
That's
These guys know what the fuck they're talking about.
Nice. Yeah, Dave got a whole bunch of donations and had some rad raffle prizes, and it was only $5 to go, so make sure you go and support that.
And some of the biggest talent in town is just, like, donating their best time to this kind of event. So, yeah.
It was really sweet.
Aw.
And they had a great raffle.
Yeah.
And my dog's going to get a beauty parlor.
Oh, nice.
You want that raffle?
All
right, get her.
Aw,
all right, going to get her some deworming.
Oh, they do that there?
No.
Really, maybe. I don't know. How
if
those
you slip
work.
Them an extra $5, they will.
I don't even think my dog has worms. But...
Well, you don't know till you look. Have you looked?
Yeah, she
How
didn't.
How did we get here?
She doesn't look like she has worms, but you never know.
Why am I thinking of Star Trek and the Klingon dish Gawk?
I don't know.
All the nerds out there are now laughing. Everybody else is just confused.
I'm confused. Constantly.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's just a perpetual state.
Yeah. Damn, I wanted to shift into something else, but we have nowhere else to go to except maybe another song.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's front load this a little bit.
All right.
Okie doke.
Oh, the old man.
Which one are we going to do?
Oh, their knees are popping like bubble wrap.
Oh, Billy.
Hey, before we play this song, just a quick shout out. We'll talk more about it later, but what's the next show you guys are playing?
Oh, God.
August 31st?
No,
August 17th, we are playing the Everything Sucks Day 2 in Carson City.
Yeah, everything
at
sucks.
Shoe Tree Brewing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, please. But
that's next, the name of this episode.
Our next Reno show is the next day.
Bobo Lobo.
No, that's the 18th. That's the 18th.
The
18th, we're playing at Jub Jub's on the
cool
day
guys.
After Everything Sucks Fest.
Well, who
and then Bobo Lobo
with?
Fest.
And then Bobo
we're
Lobo.
We're playing with
Fest
a band called Sarcasm, and then our old band, Backcountry. So that'll
yay.
Be a fun one.
They've been on the show.
I love
have you,
Backcountry.
The flyer they put up at Jubs, oh my God, I love it.
All right.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to have to go to Jubs and just find
Metal
out.
Jeff,
go look
did
for
you
us.
See Metal Jeff's Instagram post?
Yeah.
Dude, he had 2 flyers up on in Jubs of his art, and I was
aww.
Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Nice.
So, Cactus, you're going to start this one, bud.
Oh, we're doing
okay.
This one?
Yeah.
Already.
Just remember, go fast.
Sure.
Kind of fast. Not too fast.
He's going to do it wrong.
I know.
Go slower than he wants.
Cactus.
I love watching you guys play it live. Like that end part, it's like a little marchy. I love it.
Thank you.
So serious thank question. You. How many of you live with your parents?
None.
Are you guys
that
babies?
That was not.
No.
Shut up.
What's the average age of the
do
band?
You live in a basement?
No.
Like, next.
Round up and average the age of the band.
Oh, dude, it varies. It's
wait,
like
how old
Cactus
are you, Alex?
No, the average of all of
well,
you.
Well, Cactus is the youngest. He's like, what? 24?
24.
12.
And then I'm 27.
Brett, I'm 29.
And then Alex?
Busting the curve here.
Come on, bud.
34.
All right.
Whoa! 10 years. Okay.
So 27. We'll say the average bay is about 20.
I look at all of you like you're much older. Not because you look like you're older, but you're also like mature
you.
And accomplished.
It's because we all smoke so much.
And such good musicians. And I'm just like, how do you become so
I'm
talented?
Sorry, Cactus. That
so
beard
young.
Cannot hide your baby face. You look like you're 14.
Okay, Cactus does look like he's 14. But yeah, no joke. You guys are so talented. And that's why you're one of my favorite Reno bands.
Thank you.
It's true. I come out to as many shows as I can of yours. Speaking of shows, so you guys are playing on the 17th at Jub Jub's.
No, 17th at
Shoe Tree. Tell me about that.
So it's this thing that's put on there's this band called Black Crosses out of Sacramento. And the dude, Jason from Black Cross, has started it last year, and it was successful. They just did a Sacramento fest, and this year he wanted to do it. That's Friday it'll be in Sacramento, and then Saturday it'll be in Carson. He's doing it in conjunction with this guy, Andy, who does all the booking at Shoe Tree. And, I mean, the lineup's stacked, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stay where you were. Get right on the mic, man.
it felt like you were just getting farther and farther away.
I just got really excited because I'm blown away.
This event is really cool. It is a really a cool underground bringing together, like, to the two sides of the mountain.
Yeah, it's really cool. And they've got, like, I think in Sacramento... they got like Jen Scafidi's gonna play.
Johnny Manic and the Depressives.
Johnny Manic and the Depressives. Oh, Basement Tapes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and then it's cool because Black Crosses are gonna be playing both Friday and Saturday. So they
and Black Crosses is a dope band.
They're a really good band. Yeah. They're like good friends of mine, like personally. So not to speak for the whole band. Sorry guys, you guys suck.
You guys suck.
You guys suck or you guys talk?
No, talk.
Oh. Talk.
Talk.
Okay. That too.
Everything.
I talk a lot.
Are you guys excited about this show too?
Yeah.
Or is it just him?
Oh, no, I'm hella excited.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It's the worst.
Jace, you sound like you don't give a shit.
I mean,
it's like, whatever.
It's pretty cool. Uh-huh.
What time does it start on Saturday?
Oh God, we got the set times, but I don't remember what they were.
Find it on Facebook.
It's
called Everything Sucks.
I'll find it and share.
Type
it
in Everything Sucks. It'll come up in
day
your
two.
Events.
Day
yeah,
two.
And then the next day I might actually go down to Sacramento to see that at Cafe Colonial, which is a really rad
would
venue.
Be,
God, time it's one of the coolest
videos.
You
have to go down the day before. It's day two.
I know. I'm gonna go down on Saturday. Or sorry.
Go down on Friday.
Friday.
Dude, don't let
Friday.
Kevin second
Friday.
Steal you from us, okay?
Time travel.
I'll try
with
not
all
to.
Your trips to Sacramento.
So I guess we go on at 2:30.
Nice. Okay, so it's a nice afternoon sort of.
Yeah. I wonder, can
festival.
We swear? Did we
yes.
find that out?
Oh, we are allowed
I bet
to swear.
You
on this
swear.
One.
Yeah, because we played out there for Sassabration, and it was so hard to not swear.
Sassabration's a
want
different
you to
animal.
Swear.
I know, but it was so hard.
We were
why
not
they...
allowed to swear, even
that's
though.
Like the gay pride thing.
What's
how
that, what's
you
that
not...
line? This is no fucking lake. You change it, but bread's a snowflake.
Yeah. it got really interesting because we literally have a song that's chorus is like fuck off forever, like over and over and over again. So that was fun to rewrite a whole, you know.
Was it a family thing?
I don't know.
Sassabration?
That's the thing. Yeah. We were a little bugged.
On the outside stage?
It doesn't sound like there
yeah,
was
we were on the
kids.
Outside stage.
It's just right. Like the band that went before us, they had a like... scantily clad ladies laying on like nails and putting needles into their arms and stuff while they played new metal. And we weren't allowed to say fuck.
God forbid we play Prostate Petting Zoo.
Oh,
you have a song named Prostate Petting Zoo?
It's the best.
Can you play
do.
That now?
Every gay boy is like teenage years were like that.
Let's I think we need to
should
hear
we,
that.
Are we,
I
are
think
we playing
we hear that now.
Yeah, you're going to play it right now.
Are we doing it with the intro?
Jace is like trying
know,
to
like,
desperately
do it,
to remember
man.
How
okay,
to play
so we
it.
Added a little thing to it like last minute.
Just go for it. Go for it.
Cactus, can you do it? Yeah, can you hear this? Yeah, I can hear that.
All right, cool.
And I know what to do. Call in T-Car and live our truth. It's all new. I try to play it cool. 19 frightened and so naive. The antithesis of what they want me to be. It's just us two. Let the prostate petting zoo. Been getting pretty sick of wanting to die. So thank God I found Dick and DIY with you. You and I know what to do. Call it.
a true story?
Oh.
Yes. Thank God I found Dick in you. That's wonderful.
Thank God I found Dick in DIY.
DIY.
With you.
With you. Pardon me. Yeah. That's.
Roy, sometimes you got to do it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You know?
You know, Rick, you know, I might have felt that way in like 1999 or 2000.
You know what? We've heard the story.
Yeah, but I don't feel like that anymore.
Covered
Rick.
On a previous podcast.
Yep, probably.
You got to move on.
Previous podcast.
You got to move on.
What?
The Alaskan pipeline.
Oh, the Alaskan. Oh, no.
Not again.
That was covered on a couple.
That was
previous.
Your podcast.
Could probably go randomly listen to any podcast, and you might have a 50-50
chance. We haven't looked up anything on Urban Dictionary in a long time.
We haven't.
Let's come up with a random phrase to make Rick search. No, see, it's not fun when I try to force it.
No,
that's what she said.
Just let it happen.
You gotta just let it happen.
Let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Ease on into it. That's what the priest said to me.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Oh, God.
There's not the rest of it.
No, you really like. My mojo's off. Kim, I'm sorry. I want to send you into the other room and Nick to come sit where Chewy's at, and Chewy's gonna sit in your chair. Like, man, it's just weird not having Nick in the same room.
It is hard.
I'm having a good time back here with Rick, though.
I guess this is what bands feel like.
Yeah, no, Roy, and one of these days where I think it would be good for you.
I mean, my
drummer's to sit in here also.
Yeah, you should come.
Oh, okay. I will. No, I will host the show from there.
Or Chewy.
God damn you.
Up here.
I have been interviewing with only my mouth and ears for years.
Hey, guys, can I come out for my hole to grab a beer?
No. You stay in the Warren.
No. There's no more beer.
We don't have any.
No,
if you want to bring us beer.
First, you must navigate the maze.
There's
then you must confront the hamster of doom. And there's
Lemmywinks,
yes. And beer is after Lemmywinks, somewhere in the liver.
Shout out to Paris Hill.
Lizard, that's gizzard.
Stupid.
Lemmywinks.
You get there. You do what you want, girl. Don't let the man tell you what you can and can't do.
Well, if the man tells me there's no more beer, then...
Isn't there more beer? There's more beer, isn't there?
There's no more beer?
No, there's beer
what?
In the outside fridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry to bring you breaking news across America and the world. The beer supply has run out. We thought we would ride over water. We thought we would ride over gasoline hitting $3 to $4 a gallon. No. But when the booze is gone, that's when we all really fight each other.
Yeah. beer does smooth out a lot of issues.
Yeah. Bread and circuses.
Bread and circus. Well, we certainly have both.
I wasn't going to miss this circus. I have to sit in the back tonight. I didn't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
Sitting in the back seat gives me car sickness.
Rick did say,
me too.
What if you sit with the drummer? And I was like, nah, you guys just do the show without me.
Ouch.
Wow. No offense to the drummer, but it's just like,
oh, is that all?
Just
no offense. All right, no, you're good.
Just so you know, Cactus, if he was going to have to sit by you, he wasn't going to come to the show.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
I'm going to throw out a little hint suggestion.
He said no offense, so you know what? It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Back in the day.
That makes everything okay.
Cactus, back in the day, Elvis was able to get doctors to prescribe him pills for his BO and sweat. So he didn't have to shower.
Oh, God.
Just a hint.
What?
What?
I don't know about that, dude.
Are you saying that I stink, Rory?
No, I was saying Cactus stinks. Not
that's not
damn
cool.
It.
Confirm.
Oh. All right, that was a bad.
I spent 10 days better. In a car with the dude. I can confirm.
Actually, when we multiple sat down times. Here, the guys were like, because we have to... Behind the scenes shit here. We have to shut the studio
we
door.
We have to behind the scenes
shut,
shit here.
Shut the window and like turn off the swamp cooler in here. So like everybody's like, are you ready for this?
Oh,
like,
it's awful.
I'm the only girl in the room. And they're like, are you sure?
And when
like,
yeah. And when you turn off the swamp cooler, everybody gets swamp ass.
This bread's getting moldy.
They had it before, but now you know.
This bread's getting moldy.
It's a
very
room.
Moist
I got a whole room down here. Fans moist. Going. Whatever, Cactus.
That's awesome. Yeah, you should go into the garage and get beers and bring them up here.
Dude,
it's do something
gonna,
useful.
Oh,
when
I'm
you
go
work
to the garage
really
and get
hard
beer.
As a drummer, you sweat. You know?
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Sure.
Yeah.
If your drummer's not sweaty by the time the show's over, like, did you even drum?
Yeah. He's a pussy.
Did you even do anything?
Good point.
Cactus sweats before the show starts.
Yeah. Like Nick, your next performance review is going to include that matrix. Did you sweat
How sweaty
enough?
You are on a scale of 1
Well,
one
last
to
show
10.
I did, Rory.
You in fact, sweat enough for all of the band members.
When do you guys have another show?
The 17th at Alturas, One Ton Dooley will be playing with Acid Box and opening up for us Reno Troubadour Nick Ramirez.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
And then we have our show at the Boba Lobo Fest.
Yeah, I think we should really pimp that show.
Dude, the lineup for the Boba Lobo, we're going to have them on the show here next week,
good.
I believe. But the lineup for this show is intense. It's Pushbox, it's us, it's Jill Marlene's band.
Wheatstone Bridge.
Wheatstone Bridge, thank you, with
Ozymandias.
Doyle. Ozymandias.
Yeah. Yes, fuck yeah.
Pink Awful.
Yeah.
Dude, this show is in, I mean, a couple other bands I haven't seen yet. Steven Reyna?
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with them, but this is an insane lineup of local acts, and it's on August 31st. If you're not at the Man, and if you're not at the Rib Cook-Off, hell, if you are at the Rib Cook-Off, fuck Sparks, come back down to Reno, come see some local bands at Wingfield Park.
You can go to the Rib Cook-Off and that show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude,
you go
I'm
to Rib
going
Cook-Off.
To Burning Man, and I'm going to go to that show.
He's
and
leaving Burning Man to come play the show.
Oh, dude, Ostracize is playing too.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, Kevin
Mr.
is
playing. Montoya, Felipe Pendejo will be joining us in his other band.
So no Gigi Allen.
It's going to be such a great show. I'm really excited about it. I'm looking forward to sharing a stage with a lot of great people who I know and love, who my band hasn't gotten a chance to play with before.
I just respect the hell out of somebody who's never put on a show like this before, saying, like, look, we're going to figure out how this happens.
And we're going to do it on, like, one of the biggest entertainment days in town.
Yeah, like,
the girl doing it is, like, a high schooler.
Oh, no way.
Which is a really wonderful thing. Like she went for it, and look what she's doing.
Yeah, high school.
She's
right
out of high school. You know, she's gonna maybe
gonna do big things.
Do big things. Yeah, if you're already thinking at that age, it was like
it's that old adage, right? The don't dream it, be it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that
fucking
old? Like that's a Rocky Horror adage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
I'm 34 years old at punk rock.
See,
like
I can't say the line
like,
that I want to say that is referenced. Waiter, there's something in my soup.
It was rad. We had one of the Rockies here today, even though it was undercover and not supposed to be talked about.
Oh, did he leave?
He was a Rocky. Aww. I mean, no, he was a Rory's a Rocky, but Josh? He was a the other guy.
Yes, I'm Rocky.
Which you're Rocky.
Super.
I'm Rocky.
Oh, yeah, there are pictures.
We're all Rocky.
I played Rocky for a number of years in a row.
And for you new Spotify listeners, check this shit.
Oh, wait.
Spotify.
What? Thank you, Nick.
If you look at the logo, there's a Rocky Horror Picture Show reference in it.
And we are now on Spotify. All you regular listeners who've been downloading us off of iTunes or the website or whatever podcatcher you have, that's still great. Keep utilizing those vendors. But if you want something just as convenient, you can find us on Spotify now as of
that's big
just
time.
This week. So we're really excited. Please
job,
find us on there. Give us a follow. Check us out. Say hi. Nobody ever interacts with us, and we really don't want you to, because it's kind of like, you know, going to Guerneville or a porn theater. You don't talk to people and make eye contact, but you all watch and listen to the show.
Yeah. Wow. The whole town of Guerneville is like that?
No, just the forest outside by the Russian River.
But if you're really super perverted and you want to talk to us, we would welcome your
We would, for sure. We'd actually love that, and so would our lack of sponsors, if we had some sort of engagement.
I don't think the town of Guerneville is going to sponsor us.
Yes, we talk about them a lot.
Yeah, we do.
And we like Guerneville.
It's a beautiful
a great
place.
It is. It really
Man,
is.
The Russian River is a great river to just.
It absolutely fly fishing, canoeing, all that
beautiful.
Stuff.
Beautiful.
It's
all
great.
Right, then.
Yeah, beautiful so come on, sponsor us.
During
Guerneville.
The day.
We make jokes about things that we love. If we didn't love it, we wouldn't like even mention it.
And to our Winnemucca listeners, come on,
yes.
We had Jay Brody
Winnemucca.
On. Oh, man. Help. Yeah, Winnemucca.
I just returned from 3 weeks on Winnemucca, and I do love it there.
Did you hear the
Yes.
You heard the Jay Brody episode?
I listened to that episode on my way to work where I drove right along the side of the train tracks north of Golconda.
Nice.
Listened to
Hell
the episode.
Yeah. Where Jade
and it made me really
cows.
Happy. I love Winnemuck.
One Dunduli wants to take a traveling show from Reno to the eastern part of the state, and I think Heterophobia would be one of the bands that should be with us in the other van driving down the road.
God, that'd be
Dude,
rad.
I'm super in Nevada with Heterophobia.
Yes.
Have y'all played anywhere east? Have you toured anywhere
Colorado,
east?
Colorado,
I believe.
Yeah,
I mean, in Nevada.
But he's like Ely, Elko.
No.
Or far north in McDermott.
Ely is
Dude,
a great
My dad
country.
Goes to McDermott actually, every day.
Now that I think about it, was...
We stopped in McDermott.
McDermott is a really special place.
Yeah. Oh, no. We played Vegas.
Like Middlegate special? Like,
don't go.
Specialer.
Specialer than Middlegate.
I think McDermott was where we found that dude with all the rocks and shit. Remember? Yeah.
Was that it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Was he trying to
yeah, right. Right over the border from Oregon?
Yeah. No. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Right. Yeah. North of Winnemucca, right?
The town literally straddles the border. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
North out of Winnemucca, past Paradise Valley, you'll end up in McDermott and the Oregon border.
My dad drives Correct, a UPS sir. Truck every day to McDermott and back.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. From where?
From here. Probably deliver a lot of vodka out there, I imagine.
I used to do big old loop like out Fernley, Fallon, Yerington and back. Like it's, you know, it's just a long day drive.
Well, I hear that the music scene is actually pretty cool.
Those are cool little towns. Yeah, go check it out.
There's a lot of art.
Music.
There's actually a lot of people with who make real like pottery and like handcrafted art in the eastern part of the state.
There's literally nothing else to do out there. Then like get weird.
Right, be isolated weird artist and make.
There's that one casino right before you go into Utah on 80.
Oh yeah. Dude,
is
and
that
like
a Wendover?
So
Wendover,
you guys follow
very
Los,
good.
Do you follow
good,
Los Pistoleros?
Yeah.
Fucking I've been watching Andy Hernandez's posts about like so Los Pistoleros is playing the eastern
more
part of the state. They did like a little tour or whatever, and he's just sharing all these photos of all the random weird ass shit that goes down in eastern Nevada. And he fucking is loving it, and everybody's going out to the shows. And I'm super stoked because they're going to be on the show soon, too.
Yeah. And just because you mention it, a quick little shout out of congratulations to Julio and Crystal for tying the knot. Julio, the singer of Los Pistoleros.
Congratulations!
Yeah, the two they've made
they're
their
the
family
best fucking people.
Ah, they're so wonderful people. Yeah. So
You know our friend Darren Onaroff from the show.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Fucking. Space alien air Darren.
Yeah.
Yes.
On or off, he's always with us and part of the podcast. He's with us in spirit always.
Yes,
good,
part of the team.
Because that's why I bring it up. His mother, who I love dearly, passed away.
Oh, that's so sad. Man.
And I want to shout out to Darren. Everybody say hi, Darren. We love you.
Oh, we love you, Darren.
We love you.
Buddy. Miss you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Oh, that sucks. Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
anything else?
Any more life events?
Any more
oh my god!
News?
Like this wasn't supposed to be this part of the show.
Can we get another song?
Yeah, we need to change gears here.
On but that note,
what are we doing?
If you listen to old episodes,
wait. Let's ask the audience. Audience, what would you like to hear? They don't
text
care.
Your answer
some
now.
Some of the funnest episodes were with Darren Onaroff. I gotta tell you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was always just magic acid trip.
At the old house at the first.
And
few
I'm gonna
seasons.
Mention this the next couple of weeks. If you are a Spotify listener and you can only go back to May on the Spotify website, you can always follow us at worstlittlepodcast.com and check out our archives of 9 seasons going all the way back to 2010. I will advise don't listen to the first season because we really are the worst podcast just in general.
That was when we got named.
Yeah.
But since then, we've been voted best. And next show, we'll let you know whether we were voted best or second best or third best.
Quit bringing up and unpacking other things. We'll talk about that later.
And you can't vote it for anymore, so, you know.
Let's have a song.
It inhabits the space between elation and fright.
somewhere in your calligraphy. In disorder and in symmetry, these are the traces of irreverent antipathy.
Good.
My headphones fell off.
Yeah.
Like at one point I was like, it feels like something's slightly wrong, but I can't tell what it is.
Wait,
I was like,
drummer can't hear what's happening.
You know, I didn't even notice.
That's when you mark it.
I was like, I
got to
get my headphones back on. And then I tried. And then I was like, nope, headphones like, aren't coming back on.
Were you just
on.
Going in blind for like the last half of that song?
I definitely was.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
That sounded good, great. Dude.
Thank you. Man, it smells awesome in here.
Yeah, we're just guys
you.
Being dudes.
Smells like musicians.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Speaking of which, you guys recorded here recently, correct?
Sure. Yes.
So what's the deal with that? When's that coming out?
Oh, it's taking forever.
It is. Yeah.
Are you still recording it?
No.
Well, are you done with all of the correction tracks?
Now we're fussing.
Yeah, we're fussing, picking out album art. And
okay.
Doing that
which
shit.
They showed what's me.
What's your timeline?
Yeah.
This year, next year?
This year, for sure.
This year? Okay.
10 years. Yeah, when? I'm not entirely sure. I'm hoping.
No, I'm just like a 6 month timeline.
Yeah,
this year, all right.
There.
I'm happy.
I don't want to do that thing where I rush myself and then put out something that I'm not super stoked with. You know,
totally.
Yeah,
you should never half ass something like that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm super stoked to actually get like a full album of all your new songs because I've been going to your shows for so long. And you play all of your new stuff all the time, and I have no reference for it. I have no idea what the songs are called. I have no way to like recall them or pull them
back. And with the last one, I tried like so hard to like withhold all of the songs until we dropped the album. And then this one, we're just like, whatever, you know, it's taken us forever.
Do you include liner notes with the album, with lyrics?
You know, that's expensive. We're broke as fuck.
Will you publish them on the internet somewhere?
Yeah, we're going to do some stuff.
as a fan of bands, like, even if I can hear half of the words you're saying, come on, we all know you can't really hear all the words when you're at a show and
but
seeing your
you
friend's band.
You expect me to type all of that?
Yes. Oh, I want to hear, I want to read your poetry.
So neat.
Photocopy it one time.
I want to read your, yeah.
Yeah, just write it
photocopy
once.
Photocopy it and make it a PDF, scan OCR scannable document. Like, it'll read it.
I'll do it just for you, all right? You're probably the only one
I would be
it,
so excited. No, I love
I
lyrics so much.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I just realized? I just got reminded because we've been playing these songs for a while, but Oppressor, we've been playing that song live for damn near a year.
Yeah, yeah. Really? We wrote that, like, and then we started playing it on a mini tour.
We took
yeah.
it up to Oregon to yep. try it out there where no one knew us.
Yeah. We did that as a three
awesome.
Piece too.
And then we came back and played it at Anti-Flag, and that's been like a staple of our set ever since.
That kinda like Anti-Flag. You know, and I feel like when we write records, but mostly when like I sit down and like start to mess with them, it kinda has like two songs that are kind of the soul of the whole fucking thing. You know, it kinda is like the back bone or the soul.
Blurry and Chlorine.
And yeah, Blurry Chlorine were the two for the last record, and so like Oppressor and Placebo are the two for this one. We're
nice.
the forerunners and the
things. Other songs are transitional to get from
well,
one
yeah,
to the other.
Yeah, I mean everything kind of came into place around them, you know. It's not that the others are necessarily fillers or anything. It's just kind of like, oh wow, like I, you know, this is a neat new thing that I did and I'm going to try something different.
See, the fact that you think about albums about that there's a lost art.
Yeah.
That like when you
concept-y
just
kind of thing
versus a playlist
around.
Of your songs, you're crafting an album with ebb and flow.
I do remember the first time I heard Chlorine Dream actually. Like I think I had just met you, Brett, at Noble or something.
You met
like,
me
at
Picnic.
Or a Picnic, yeah. We were just like barely new friends and then you shared something and I just kept listening to this album for like 3 days straight. Because it was just so, like, well-produced and well-done. And
where was that recorded
beautiful.
At?
In my bedroom.
Yeah, you did it yourself.
No, that's great.
Amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and some of the new
what's the motto of Dogwater Studios? Right?
Yeah, we got one or two, I think, in my bedroom.
And some of the tracks of the songs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
State of the art is for homosexuals.
Hey, man. I'm down.
I said Rick, but thank you for answering, Nick.
I think the line is, thank God I found Dick and DIY with you.
Yes.
Thank God I found Rick.
No, one of them used to
thank
be
Dick. Thank God you found Dick
thank
and
God
DIY.
We
dog
stumbled
water
on
the
old,
the oldest dog water stickers.
We call him Super Dick these days.
I love that.
Thank God I found
Dick. Oh,
it
used to
Dick.
Say it.
Can we make DIY. That a sticker? Thank God we found Dick.
Yeah, sure.
Dogwater Dick.
Dogwater
Dick.
With his face on it.
I really, like, the big smiley face with maybe a thumbs up.
Dude, and now that song isn't about butt sex anymore.
Well,
it's
I mean, it
me.
Still can be.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, meeting you oftentimes has to do with that, but, you know.
Pito Supremo.
I have had no butt sex for almost 3 years.
Oh,
oh
my Lord.
Womp womp.
Not even with yourself?
No.
Wait.
God, well, I got too deep.
All right, it's big, but it ain't that big.
On that note, should we get a quiz?
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
Is that the kind of thing we're going to
do? Yeah,
did we already quiz them?
I thought,
yeah, but they want to
do
another
the quiz.
One.
I thought we were going to skip the quiz this week because they've been here.
Let's do a power quiz.
Before.
We'll do a power quiz. We got
about
any questions?
One question apiece.
I don't think we had this last
yeah,
time.
Plus Chewy's
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Chewy hasn't
week.
Done a quiz in a while.
I haven't thought of any new
I'll admit my reticence is in the fact that. I don't have my phone. So, all right, let's
no,
just
let's
wing
do,
it.
Yeah, freestyle.
Fuck it, we'll
as
do
you
it
wish,
live.
Mr. Do me now.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all stripes and persuasions, we're happy to have you here today. No, okay, stripes are fine, Rick. Polka dots have to get right the fuck out. All right, we might be tolerant, but only to a point. All right, moving along. I'm kidding. See, Nick, damn it.
I have my first question. Are we ready?
Kim, yeah,
let's
ask
go,
question.
Kim.
All right, I haven't
Kim,
asked you guys this before. If you could be any two animals put together, what would they be?
And a lobster and a pigeon.
Yes!
A lobster
he
pigeon.
Nailed it.
A legion? Okay.
That's pretty rad.
Brett.
Oh, two.
Which side of
what?
The animal, too?
I just, yeah. Can I just be, I think I'd be a raccoon and a big cat. So it'd be like a big raccoon.
Yeah. Right. Or you'd be like the scariest
like,
thing
like
in
a
town.
Raccoon front
but I
and a cat
like
back
a
or a raccoon back and a cat
are
front.
Scary.
I would just be like I, instead of crawling in trash cans, I just crawl into dumpsters and eat trash. And
I don't know.
Dude, tiger
is
raccoon.
Isn't that like a horse pony
isn't
that's like two of nearly the same pony? Thing?
A bear
know.
A bear coon?
No, I think, cats I think and raccoons aren't even related.
I think a cat yeah, and raccoon are so similar.
Raccoons are rodents, cats are felines.
Would it be the front half,
feline?
The raccoon,
totally
or the back half?
Oh, the back half would be the big cat for my legs. Oh, okay. Front half
so
would be the raccoon.
So you could, like, jump high.
That way I would still have the bag around my eyes.
And you could still undo zippers with your hands and shit. Yeah.
Aw. All right, Alex.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I was going to
mix two animals.
And it's if it's me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You become this.
Giraffe and a manatee.
Whoa, wait, what?
Those are
you
two of my favorite animals.
You have to live half in the water.
A giranity.
Yeah, like.
Giraffity.
Because, like, there'd be, like, sailors that see a head, and then it just, like, slowly come out of the water, and it's still coming. They're like, what the fuck
it's
is
like
that?
It's like the Loch Ness Monster, but not, but, like, cute.
But with cool horns.
All right.
It would be so shitty if you made the front half the manatee. Be like, what is the point of a giraffe that doesn't have a big long neck?
With a big goofy manatee.
A really
face.
Tall legs with a manatee going.
All right, Jace, what would you be? So had a minute to think.
I guess like a ferret and a bear, but like just a ferret that's
ferret.
The size of a bear.
I like it.
Oh my god.
I have a ferret at home and it's like
they're,
a little terrorist and
they're
I,
drunk
just like,
little
can only,
fuckers.
Yeah, I can only imagine something the size of a bear running around and just fucking causing
knocking over trees.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like cars just flipping them for
no
reason and stealing them and dragging them under shit.
Crawling up
into
elevator shafts and
trying
and burrowing at the bottom of it.
Yeah, weird sideways run he does.
Yeah.
Like bear size would be terrifying.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the drunk ferret run.
Fuck everything about that.
Trying to fit underneath the couch.
Cactus.
I would not want to run into that.
Smell it from 20 miles away.
Your answer, sir.
Right.
Okay, well, I said a lobster and a pigeon, but that was mostly
I'm sorry, you were the first answer.
Yeah, lobster, pigeon.
You're so far away from the microphone, I can't hear you.
So I got another question. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, in the apocalypse, so imagine there's no way to prepare any food. Would you rather eat a cockroach, a worm, or a grasshopper?
Shit, all three.
All three? Worm. All right.
Yeah, dude, I grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers? Mm.
Dude, Chase. My boyfriend keeps trying to convince me to eat fucking insects.
Worms.
Like, he's like, it's so sustainable and
it's protein
chips.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
And
true,
I
though.
just I don't even know. It's like,
Indonesians
apparently, you
have
can
a
milk cockroaches.
Right? And he tells me all this shit, and I'm like, no, babe, no, we're not going to eat insects. Like, and this is a real thing that I deal with, so. I don't. Cockroach.
Come on, dude.
Sure,
just have an insect.
Yeah. They have the highest
that's punk rock.
Sure. Yeah.
Just rub it into your skin. It's good for you.
All I'm saying is, in the apocalypse, I'm taking all the protein I can get.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, talking about apocalypse,
cactus.
You eat whatever you got.
That's right.
Be a worm.
Worm?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
chewy.
Worm.
This is a question I've asked a lot of people now.
Oh, I meant the worm was chewy. Oh. But yes, go ahead, ask your question.
I'm still fascinated. Tell me your opinion on the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area.
Oh, great question.
What's you think is the sketchiest?
Why is everyone looking at me like I go to all the sketchy places?
No, you're just at
you're first.
You're number one.
Okay. Shit, the sketchiest one in Reno Sparks. Fuck.
We'll start with Cactus next round.
I don't want to put my favorite bodega on blast though.
Then do the second. Do the one that's
There's
not.
Nothing wrong with being a sketchy mini Martin Reno.
The
it's
second
kind of a
sketchiest.
There's
that's DJ Liquor.
DJ Liquor.
DJ Liquor.
Oh,
there you go.
Sure.
Good call.
Yep.
Good call.
Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna go with the 7-Eleven on Lakeside in Moana next to my condo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a sketchy one for sure.
That's quite sketchy.
A lot of goofy people playing video poker there at 4 in the morning.
There it is. Yeah. I have ended up there one time.
Are you
I walked out of my
you?
Condo without a cell phone. I had to walk down there in full.
Oh, drag that was after our show
with a pug.
Oh, I remember that.
You walked
I had to use their phone, and man, I was not the weirdest person in that place.
A dog with you that makes you kind of normal,
dude. I don't. So okay,
you don't.
This so is a loaded question for him.
Well, I'm a suburbanite person from Sparks.
Every liquor store is
sketchy. You avoid convenience stores.
Kind of, man.
Rule.
Like, I mean, we have the one down on fucking my house, but it's so
what's that
mellow.
One?
It's a Vistamart, and it's not even bad.
Yeah, you're talking about East Sparks.
Oh my god,
that's
not even really Sparks.
No, yeah, I don't
have
to deal
Mexican
with that.
Restaurant in
Spanish
here.
Spring.
That's New Sparks, Los Altos Boulevard.
Yeah,
go down to the one at.
God,
you
that's
fancy.
So much judgment right
that's
now.
That's gonna be the sketchiest one.
I paid the mortgage, right?
Rick and I used to live at Pier McCarran, bitch. What up?
Oh, I know.
Sparks
he was telling
core,
me about when the houses were coming down. He's like, oh my god, yeah,
that was our house.
Yeah, Jose and I were watching that. She, oh my god.
Why don't you you slum it sometimes.
This
go to the Probasco
studio started
and,
in that destruction.
That's a nasty one.
Cactus.
That's Sparks Core.
Well, okay, so I live on... I live on 6th Street in Reno, kind of near Wells Avenue.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're really? My neighbor.
Oh, well, howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy.
But
I'd have to say,
Wells,
I'd have to say it was the definitely the Chevron.
Yeah, that's a sketchy one.
Yeah.
Like on I-80 and Wells, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, no, dude.
On 6th there?
I need to change my answer because the sketchiest bodega in town isn't that. It's a block away from that off Sutro in 6th.
Oh, shit.
Right across from Diamonds. I used to live a block away from there.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
With the Broster chicken.
That parking lot where that dude pulled a gun on me because I gave him the finger after he fucking almost ran me over.
Oh, I remember that.
I love those places.
Well, I'm glad he didn't.
That's where the
you.
Real people are.
Hey, good question, Chewy.
that's a great question.
Yeah, very good question.
Little trip down.
We've had like 30 answers to that question because there's so many great, sketchy mini marts in Reno.
It's Reno. It's not,
And those of you playing along at home, feel free to take a walking tour. It'll be a great night. You'll feel better about yourself as a human being in the morning.
Can we do like a sketchy convenience store crawl?
We should totally organize this.
Should make a coffee table book.
I'll text that about it.
And everyone we go to, we just buy like the little tiny airplane bottles and go to the next one.
So, 99 like, bananas?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So I got a story, you guys. One time somebody broke into my car and my house. What?
Ooh.
Oh. While I was home, some guy just like randomly ran into my house and then went into my car and left a little mini bottle of 99 bananas in the fucking cup holder.
Because he's thinking about you, girl.
Is that all that happened?
Well, that's all that happened. He couldn't get the car started because he didn't have the keys. I don't know. He was super fucked up.
So he broke your car but left you his booze.
He just left me the booze.
Did you guys ever hear the song, the 99 Bananas song?
No.
There is a song called
99
Bananas.
That was the first thing I got drunk on when I was a teenager.
No, not mine. We should do a cover of it. Though.
You should.
I think they just say 99 Bananas over and over.
Yeah.
Rick in the back. Dogwater Dick yourself.
I forget what I already asked you guys. What member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Bender.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Brad. Brad and Bender.
Oh, fucking whoever the little nerdy kid
Brian.
Was. Brian, yeah.
Before you opened your mouth, I knew you were going to say that.
Brought a flare gun to school.
Okay, who's the gothy girl?
That's Sheedy.
Nobody knows her fucking name. It's just Sheedy.
The headlights and the goth and all that shit.
But then she becomes pretty in the end.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty.
Fucking hated that.
I bet.
She was prettier
before. Your end is pretty.
She's pretty the whole time. You guys hate her.
Cactus.
I'd have to say like kind of the jock kid, but also kind of the nerd kid.
Emilio Estevez.
Estevez and Brian had a baby.
Yeah, there you go.
The jock and the nerd both turned out to have a lot in common. They just don't know it.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're both driven to overachieve.
Would you give that fathers. Fusion dance the hot beef injection?
Why not?
So a naked lady walks into a bar. Never mind. There is no punchline to that joke, by the way. I researched it on the internet. Nick, you're next.
Oh, is it my turn to ask a question?
Of course it is.
Okay, I'm not sure who's sitting around, so you point at who goes first, Rory.
Cactus.
There we go. Your favorite book, movie, and video game?
In that order?
Yeah.
My favorite book is Sphere by Michael Crichton.
Good pick. Good pull.
I'm sorry, you said book, movie, and video game?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, my favorite movie would probably be Interstellar. That was pretty good with
Matthew
the guy, you know, right. Be a lot cooler if you did.
But the good one.
Yeah. And my favorite video game is probably, damn, that's hard. It's a good one.
Are you
maybe
a gamer?
So Q-Bert, right?
Q-Bert.
Are you a gamer or are you used
well,
to be a gamer?
Well, not really.
All right.
I grew up with a GameCube and now I have like a PS3, so it's kind of really not much to brag about.
But what's your favorite game you've ever played?
Probably a tie between Double Dash and Super Mario Sunshine.
Oh, I love Super Mario.
Sunshine's good fun.
That tells me a lot about you. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Next, Jace. Next.
Oh, God. So what order are we going
book,
in?
Book, movie, video game. Go.
Okay. So,
hurry. Faster.
Book is probably House of Leaves by Mark Z. Danielewski.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever listened to Poe's album along with, while reading it?
No, I haven't.
She's got a song that talks about the hallway that goes
on. Oh, really?
On. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll talk about that later. So.
Yeah, I love that book.
That's her brother or some shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So, book, movie, so, fuck. I don't really watch movies very much, but I'm, like, fucking, I love Marvel shit, I guess. That's really, Jose and I go and watch all of them, and aww, that's really,
Endgame?
Like,
nice.
Yeah, Endgame was down. I liked Infinity
still
War.
Still haven't seen it.
La, 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 la,
okay.
La, la, yeah.
And then video game, probably, like, a tie between, fucking Bioshock and Smash Bros.
Oh, Bioshock's a really
Bioshock
good one.
Bioshock was down.
That is one of the most intense storylines I've
dude,
ever experienced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bioshock was great.
All right. Favorite book. It's a tie between 1984 and, I'm going to say this. I know people are going to listen to it. I get why it's problematic, but King Solomon's Mines by Haggard. It was written in the 1800s, so, like...
Is that
you
a
know,
movie?
It's cool. No, oh, it's King Solomon's Mines is it's a book, but it's like
book.
An adventure book.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the horrible movie made
no,
in
no,
the
no,
80s.
Not the movie. Oh.
Which was fantastic, with Richard Chamberlain. It was fantastic.
and then my favorite movie is The Big Lebowski.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
My favorite video game is actually Bioshock that was just mentioned.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
a strong entrant into the category.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
Shock, if you'd like to sponsor this podcast. Just saying.
Brad.
Yeah, Bethesda, pay attention to us.
Favorite book, To Kill a Mockingbird. Favorite movie, Basketball. favorite game, it's a toss-up between Crash Bandicoot 2 and Super Mario World.
Oh, Super Mario World,
Steve Perry.
Video games are hard for people to pick one, because they're like, I like a couple of them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're both platformers. I'm a platforming kid.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely
are there
judging them all
members
by
of the band.
I've also played through Pokemon
it.
Red like 30 times. So that's probably might should have been one.
Brad, what's the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
With my own money? International Super Hits by Green Day.
Nice. Okay.
Baby.
Do I have to say this?
Yes.
I'll show you. Pure Moods.
Oh, what?
Pure me. Wait.
What
Pure
is that?
Moods. You guys remember Pure Moods?
Oh, no. Is it like one of those Time Life things?
It was one of those Time Life things.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And so, like, Enya.
It had the Enya and it had the.
It's tight as fuck, dude.
It had the.
Like a compilation.
Theme from The Exorcist.
Movie. You were getting ready to get some.
I will allow you to name the second album you purchased. to like, what was the first like band album you
okay,
bought?
Okay, so the first band album I bought was Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Yeah. Much right. better. Much
combined
better.
With that other answer,
it's
I
still
think
pretty
you get
cool.
Some points.
You get some points.
It's like buying now 88.
Pure Moods. Nah.
The first one I bought with my own money was In Utero.
I knew it was going to be Nirvana.
Yeah. Great album. Like for a first.
Wait, so you
that's
guys don't even know
these
answers
purchase.
About each other.
What did you say, Kim?
You guys don't even know these answers like about each other.
Well, Brad just said
oh, that's
he
cool.
knew it.
I mean, they look surprised.
Well, no, I knew
is probably
going to
say a
oh,
Rush
you knew it would be a Nirvana
I
album.
I thought he was going to say Bleach, but yeah, I knew it was going to be Nirvana.
Nice.
Are you a Nirvana big fan too?
I wouldn't grow like I don't know, like I don't know, growing up kind of yeah, more so. Yeah.
Wait,
and it
right.
really shaped a lot of, you know, like
the early
play,
rock
like
influence.
The three chords and, oh, I can do this, you know, and then the whole vibe and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cactus, same question to you.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I'd have to say...
Back in the 1940s. They're on 78 and they broke. You don't even own it
Benny
anymore.
Goodman. It was a great album.
Back when the South and the North were not on speaking terms.
I'm going to say 1963.
I'm going to say either Rush or Zappa
so,
Cactus. Did I get it?
That'd be about, what, 2001.
Rush or Zappa?
Come on, give me an
no,
album. I don't care what year it was. You're young.
Blizzard
I know it wasn't original pressing.
I believe it's Blizzard of Oz.
Ooh.
Wait. Are we talking CD
Ozzy
or vinyl?
For the win.
With your own money. The first
CD or
album
vinyl.
You ever... Whichever. The first one you bought.
Yeah, no, probably Blizzard of Oz.
That's also a very, very nice answer. This line of questioning has taken entirely too long, so we're going to do a fast.
Yeah, let's go fast.
Rapid fire, the first thing
it.
That comes to your mind. Who wins in a fight, a pigeon or a lobster? Brett.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Dude, they can hold knives, lobsters.
Lobsters!
Kim.
Bob Dylan or John Lennon?
Bob Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan. Dylan. Fucking Dylan.
All right, all four.
Chewy.
Dump truck or garbage truck?
Dump truck!
Dump truck!
My friend had a band called Dump Truck once, so I'm going to go with Dump Truck.
Good choice. Garbage trucks suck.
Rick?
Pizza and wings or burgers and fries?
Burgers and fries.
Pizza and wings.
Burgers and fries.
Preferably pizza and burgers, but I'll stick with burgers and fries just to be safe.
Shit, pizza and burgers.
Pizza and wings.
Ramirez!
Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, fuck.
Well, Beatles.
Probably Beatles. I mean,
I guess.
Red is rolling his eyes in disgust.
I don't like either of those.
I don't either, really.
Beach Boys.
Okay. A drunk Brian Wilson. Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, I'll sacrifice the place to say Beach Boys.
Who wins in a fight, a python or an eagle?
What kind of eagle?
Bald.
Eagle.
Fucking eagle, I guess.
Dude, eagles drop shit from hella high. I'm gonna go with eagle.
Yeah, as much as I'd like to say python, like the eagle.
I mean, they could.
The python could kill it on the way down.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the python
goats,
could take an eagle, but the eagle would never allow it in the situation that the python would need for it to do that.
And if they're in the air.
No, no, no. This is a we are putting them in an artificial situation where they must fight each other.
No,
how the fuck is the python doing anything unless the eagle lays down next to it and lets it get wrapped up?
I'm gonna go with the python.
It might.
I'm gonna go with the python.
Cactus. But if they're flying, they'll fall to their death once the python wins.
This is like Hunger Games question.
So if they absolutely have to fight.
This is not rapid fire.
I rapid in python.
Kim.
I'm ready for the next one.
You got nothing, Chewy?
Shoes or socks?
Shoes.
Socks.
Socks.
Naked.
Naked.
Yeah, I was going to choose that one, but I didn't know it was the answer I could go with.
Oh, roll one for Riku.
Ass cash or grass?
Grass.
Grass.
Well, you know what? I could use a little grass
for
too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. No wonder they love the Beatles.
Rick? Nick? I mean, Nick?
Oh,
the two of you sound exactly alike.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
There's always one.
Come on, Cactus.
Neither.
Cactus, find
can
another band
neither?
To play.
Do you like
to
say neither?
You could say Gate. Stargate is also
Star
works acceptable.
As well.
Can I say none of the above? I guess if I have to choose, I'd say Star Wars.
I'm tabulating the scores. Unfortunately, this is a very low scoring round.
Give it to me.
But I'm going to have to give the extra point bonus total to my favorite heterophobic. Which is going to be Cactus downstairs because I don't have to smell his ass.
Bastard.
Yeah,
Cactus.
I hate you.
Thank Our
you.
Former drummer.
I know. The prestige of winning the quiz is
Thanks,
just
guys.
Such a thing.
Thank you, Rory Dow. Thank you, Heterophobia, for having me up to this point. I'm out.
Can we have another song to wash the taste of this horrible memory out of our minds?
I don't know. You got $5?
This is going to be the last fucking thing we do. So, Kim, what's coming up this weekend?
Well, Friday night we've got Basha at Jub Jub's. This is gonna it's going to be one of their last shows that they play for a very long time. So definitely make sure to check them out.
Did somebody get pregnant?
No. One of the members, I believe Holly, is going to Europe for...
It happens. So that has broken up bands in the past. I'm
going
just
to Europe.
She's traveling to
going
Europe
to Europe
for a very long time.
For 9 months.
Why would she go to Europe to have a baby?
Then Saturday night.
No, she's going to Europe to...
Saturday night condemned.
We love you.
Saturday night condemned existence and Ozymandias play at Shay's. And then, there's a couple of things next week. John Underwood and his horny friends are at Taste of Chicago on Wednesday night, which is really cool. And then Drink 182 is with Hawthorne Heights at Cargo on Wednesday. So if you haven't got your tickets to that, you should definitely
Drink
get a
182
to that.
Is always
we
a,
love
a
Drink
good
182
fucking
here.
Time. Yeah. They're and fucking Kyle great. Is a madman.
Kyle is amazing.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, Viva Revenge is playing at Dead Ringer. So definitely go check those things out. And I will have everything that is happening in Reno for the next week or so linked on the blog.
Including on the 17th. Don't forget one time duly at the Cellar Stage at Alturas.
And these guys playing in Carson City.
Everything sucks, Fest.
Everything
sucks. Just welcome to the world you live in. What song
are we doing? Dead Boys?
No.
Rick, Nick, Chewy, anything?
Just spay and neuter your cats, especially if you live in the trailer park behind the cheesesteak place on Kitski. Shit's getting fucked up again down there.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God, that was so good.
I just want to say, if you haven't done it yet, become a Patreon subscriber.
You get exclusive content
in a while.
Yeah,
you know, there was a whole other song tonight that you guys will never hear unless
you become
a Patreon.
The Patreon shit is awesome. I love it every week. I look forward to it.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, and we will start sending you. You know,
not being a subscriber, I never hear it, so I always wonder if they talk about me.
Join.
We do
the Patreon.
I'm kidding. I of course subscribe to my own show.
Dude, I have to tell you guys, I am standing on Rick's balcony smoking a cigarette looking at the city of Reno while I listen to you podcast from the other room.
It's not bad in Studio B.
There are advantages to being in Studio B, you guys.
I would have done it.
That's where I recorded Death List.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, Dodwater Dick, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, and our good friends Heterophobia, this has been another exciting episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. Good night, ladies! Life is short, and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.